Seema Bhoumik, welcome to Worldviews.
Oh, thank you so much.
So you're visiting us from Bangladesh, where you serve as a journalist. You're
yes.
here studying journalism yeah. for a short period of time. What can you tell us about the main differences between journalism in Bangladesh versus journalism here? So far, what has your experience been, and how would you characterize the profession in both countries?
When I see KTOU equipments, it's like, yes, we use all the equipments in Bangladesh also. But the thing is that way they covered news. It's a bit of difference, I'll say that. Because in Bangladesh, I'm a senior reporter of ABC Radio. And we do special news and general news also. So here I saw that your reporter is kind of their special correspondent-like. And the other thing is, yes, I went to the Capitol House, and anyone can go there, and anyone can see the house and what's going on there. But in Bangladesh, it's really not possible.
So there's more access yes, here than
yes,
in Bangladesh.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, it's a very good thing in here, which we're not able to do in Bangladesh. We have to carry one card, and specifically, if you have this card, then you can enter this building. And here I also see that you can carry your phone, laptop, whatever you want. But there is really not
there
possible.
Are more restrictions
yes,
on being able
yes.
to do your job
so
in Bangladesh.
So I think for news person, for a newsman, your media facilities is really more flexible than ours.
So is the goal of your program, the goal of your work here
yes.
then, to be exposed to different ways in which you conduct your profession so that you can take those practices home?
Yeah.
And if so, what do you expect when you return home to Bangladesh? I mean,
yes.
do you expect that some of these restrictions or limitations will change? Are you going to be able to maneuver them a little better?
Well, Suzette, frankly speaking, I'll try to talk with my person, and also how your media works over here. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, I'll say that. Yeah, what you said that, yes, I'm taking many of things, lots of things from here. Yeah, I'll try to implement it. The good thing, of course, the good thing, I'll implement it. I'll talk with my people that, yeah, it should work like that.
So to try to make some changes
yes,
in the way journalism
is
conducted in your country.
Yes.
Well, you've covered one of the many stories, as you've said,
yes.
you cover many stories in Bangladesh. One of the things that you've covered are financial markets.
Yes.
I mean, your country is new. It's you know, it's only been an independent country since 1971.
Yeah.
And it's faced some very significant,
yes.
difficult financial times.
Yes.
So what is the current economic climate
situation
like
yes.
in Bangladesh today?
Suzette, the thing is, we are basically a growing up country, you know that. And we have some MDGs goals.
So the MDG goals, the
Millennium
Development
goals. Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, we are doing good in some extent. But the other thing, if I talk about our financial sector, yes, financial sector is growing, but our main problem is infrastructure problem. Because you said that we are just independent since 1971. It's a very young country. And we have power shortage, infrastructure problem, gas problem. Business, maybe they have money, but they can't build one factory or industry there. And
So banking and those kinds of infrastructural needs of an economy, banking, financial...
Yes.
Being able to engage in financial transactions, communications,
yes.
technology. These
yeah.
are some of the things that your country is struggling with?
Communication is one problem. And if I say foreign direct investment, they are also interested to come in Bangladesh and invest in Bangladesh. But our main problem is infrastructure, gas, power, this type of problem. And when any investor saw that this problem I'll face here and my cost will go rise, so they don't feel interested. I think there is some opportunity for us.
Well, when you mention infrastructure, of course, I can't help but think about a recent event in your country
yes.
where a garment factory
wow.
collapsed
yes.
and hundreds of people died and many more injured. And so this, you know, has a connection to your economic well-being and your ability to engage with the West. I mean, most of the customers of the garment factory are Western,
yes,
and many American, yeah, European companies. So how do you make that connection? I mean, this was an unsafe workplace. And what is the likely outcome there?
As you said, that our customers is mostly they're foreigners like Americans or European. Yeah, that impacts very bad. And our garment sector is really rising. You know that China, Bangladesh, and I saw you when I visited your Walmart and Ross. I saw some T-shirt, pants, fish tags
made in Bangladesh. Right.
Yes, yeah. When I saw that, I feel proud. Yeah, it's my product. It's my country product. But the thing is, you said, yes, there is lots of owners who just wanted to save money. In Bangladesh, the rent of a building is really too high. And the owners, they want to save money and they go for a cheap building, which is not really fit for his industry.
For the kind of equipment,
yes,
and,
for kind of
and the weight that,
yes,
will be in the building.
And experts say the Savar Rana Plaza building, which this accident, it will not happen if there is no heavy machineries, because there is five garments factory and there has lots of heavy machineries and the building didn't take this.
So are you likely to see some changes in, yes, in practices in,
yes,
Bangladesh
of
because of this?
Of
I mean, it seems like people are outraged by this.
The
this,
thing is, this kind of accident is happening in Bangladesh last few years. But I would say, and expert also agree with me, government should have more strict for their position. If they really want to flourish our economy, flourish our garment sector, export sector, then I think government should be more strict. Because in Savar Rana Plaza, if you see that thing, the owner hadn't any license to do that kind of building. And he just used two or three rod for to building a nine-storied building. It's ridiculous. And there is no, they don't get any.
So it's not that the restrictions aren't there, it's that they aren't being enforced. He didn't have permission to do in the those buildings.
They don't have permission.
What they needed, and the, what they were doing.
And the owner, when they saw that this building is cheap for rent, and they just rent it because they want to save money. And the talk about cheap labor. Yeah, there is some problem. And we have some labor's union. They want to just bring it in some standard.
To establish some minimum standards, minimum wage, basically.
Yes.
I mean, it was mainly not only families of those that were lost in this most recent tragedy, but labor unions that are out there on the forefront trying to make these changes. So that raises the question then about the government of Bangladesh.
Yes.
And as we've talked about economics and the financial issues, but what about the stability of the government? Again, you're a young country. You're situated in a very interesting part of the world between India and Myanmar and near Sri Lanka, Pakistan, China. I mean, you're in what some might consider to be a volatile and difficult region.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say about your government and its relations not only inside the country and its stability inside the country, but its relations with its neighbors?
Yeah, to some extent, I'll say that the relation with other country, like India is our neighbor country, and Myanmar also. And if I talk about Asia, Pakistan, Sri Lanka is also our neighbor. But the thing is, with India, our relation, government relation is not too bad. But the thing is, we have some problem also in border killing. Indian government always say, yeah, we'll stop this. But these things happen every alternative day. And if I talk about Myanmar issue, then the Rohingyas problem is a major problem for Bangladesh.
So is it tension over the border itself,
yes,
in terms of the line, the demarcation of the,
yes,
of the country and the peoples on each side that are engaging with one another? Or what is the actual context of these border killings?
Basically, Indian authority say that our people want to go there illegally, then they shot.
So okay,
but
so it's an immigration crossing of
yes,
borders.
But if anyone cross the border, they will arrest him or her. They can't shoot her, but we don't do this thing of killing in our side. And I talked about Rohingya issues. Yeah, they just illegally cross the border and they come and they settle here. And you know, our population already in 16 million people, over 16 million people. And we are a very small country. So it's very, and the other thing is, in recent findings, we saw that some poppy cultivation.
Yeah, so drugs. Concern, yeah,
poppy cultivation in Chittagong Hill Tracts area. And we are really afraid. And it proves that India-Bangladesh-Myanmar border is really creating some problem for us.
So what about the larger context in terms of India and Pakistan? I mean, there's a lot of tension in that relationship. Do you often feel that you get pulled in between or any kind of
We are not really directly involved with Pakistan. Pakistan border is not near of Bangladesh. We are
the tension in the region. It's a tense region. Right?
I'll say that we really don't feel any effect of this Indian-Pakistan tension. We really don't feel any problem.
Well, do you think Bangladesh serves as perhaps a mediating force? Is Bangladesh, despite its youth as a young country, kind of out there trying to, you know, make good relations in the make good on relations in the neighborhood?
No, Bangladesh is always trying to, but maybe you respond, but your friends is not responding. So what will you do? That's a big problem.
I'm sure it's very challenging, without a doubt.
Yes.
Well, Shima, thank you so much for joining us on Worldviews to talk about an interesting part of the world.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Suzette.